We have Senator Nielsen and Senator Roth. We sure will have other members come in forthwith. And we do not yet have a quorum. We will establish a quorum as soon as we get enough members here. Wore the tie to acknowledge Flag Day today anyway, folks. And go ahead and we don't have a quorum, so we'll call a quorum when we get it. And we have Assemblyman Chavez here first. Good morning or afternoon, Rocky.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Senator and General. How are you doing?
You can call me anything you want, sir.
Military fraud, sir.
Yes, right. Stone valor. I'm being nice to the Air Force. Just think about it. I'd like to present AB 1706. It's called the California Stolen Valor Act Update. The Supreme Court found that the Federal Stolen Act of 2005 unconstitutional, requiring the federal government to pass a new act of 2013. California based our Stolen Valor Act on 2005 federal legislation. This bill simply updates the California Stolen Valor Act to conform to the 2013 Federal Stolen Act. The federal conformity changes the current state law by adding for the purpose of obtaining money, property, or receiving tangible benefits. This is an act that, as you know, having served in the military, there's nothing worse than those who take the character of having served and use it for their own personal gratification. So I'd ask you to support this bill.
Okay. You have witness in support?
I do have two witnesses. The Colonel?
Three.
Yes. Three. See you.
Yes, Colonel Lorna Grease, legislative liaison for...
Is this on?
Yeah.
Legislative liaison for Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters, and we support this bill.
Very good.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of this committee. Again, I'm Don Harper. I represent the American Legion. I'm the chair of the Legislative Commission for the department. We have 110,000 members in California, and we're here to support this bill. Thank you.
Pete Conaty, representing a lot of the other veterans groups. Excellent analysis. In 2005, the first crime impersonating a veteran was passed, AB 787, by Chuck DeVore. There are at least four websites that track stolen valor. Now, after the Vietnam War, we didn't have the tools to track people. Just this week, a former senior advisor to the VA secretary was caught posing as a special forces officer, but he had BS'd his way from nothing to being a senior advisor to the VA secretary. So that's the kind of thing we're looking to stomp out in California and give local district attorneys the authority to punish these people.
All right. Senator Hueso has joined us. We can go ahead and establish a quorum now. Would you call the roll?
Nielsen?
Here.
Hueso?
Here.
Allen? Wynn, Roth?
Here.
Got a quorum.
We have a quorum. Senator Hueso, we're on our very first bill, the Assemblymember Chavez. And we have just gone through, do you have a question?
I'll move the bill at the appropriate time.
Okay, well, I think that would, we have not asked for any opposition. Is there any other witness in support out there? And any opposition to the bill? Seeing no opposition, the motion for due pass by Senator Roth would be in order. And we can go ahead and call the roll.
AB 1706, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Wynn? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay. And we will hold the roll open until other members come forward. Thank you, Assemblyman Chavez, and the motion will be to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you very much, sir.
Committee. Thank you. And we have the distinguished chair of the... Oh, you got one more, Bill? Okay. And that was AB 2574.
Yes.
Veterans, farmers, and ranchers.
Yes.
Dear to my heart, Senator Chavez.
Well, as you know, the one of the first acts we did in California, actually one of the best-run programs in the state of California, is the Farm and Home Act, which allows veterans in the 1930s to come back and go into agriculture. We have pulled away from that. But what AB 2574 says, we require the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, in cooperation with the California Department of Affairs and other relevant state agencies, and in consultation with the Department of Agriculture, develop and implement a new Veterans Farm and Rancher Outreach and Assistance Plan. Why this is so important is that actually in 2014, the Federal Farm Bill contained the nation's first USDA Military Veterans Agriculture Liaison to coordinate USDA leadership to offer resources and support for military veterans to gain skills and resources needed to start and manage a farm. What this is doing is going back to where the 1930s actually taken military and allow them to go into the agricultural industry and give them the resources to be successful. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one agriculture historical businesses in the state is agriculture. To align it with the hardworking character of the military and recognizing many military are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and other ailments, there's no better place to be working in the open in the fields and agriculture, providing for our country while recognizing their hard work. So this is something I'm really passionate about. I have two people I'd also like to speak on this important bill.
Please, your
witness. Diana Rude. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. We represent the California Guild. We have about 130 halls, community halls around the state. We focus on agricultural issues and environmental issues, and we're happy to sponsor this bill. The USDA has said that annually about 100,000 farms exit the sector, about 5%. There's some come in, but it's still a net loss every year. And then there's an aging factor of the farm operator population. The average age is 58.3 years, and 33% are over 65. So we need the veterans, as the Assemblyman says. And this is Maureen Thompson from the Center for Land-Based Learning.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of this measure. I'm the Beginning Farmer Training Program Manager for the California Farm Academy, a program of the Center for Land-Based Learning. And in 2012, the California Farm Academy received funding through the California Department of Food and Agriculture to start a beginning farmer training program. Since then, we have trained 76 beginning farmers with the current class of 18 students. 70% of graduates are currently farming or work in the agricultural sector. We work with the Farmer Veteran Coalition to reach out to support veterans in farming. We have graduated 10 beginning farmer veterans in 5 years. With the average age of farming, farmers is increasing, and Secretary Vilsack has emphasized the need to focus on beginning farmers. With 2 million veterans in veteran residents of California, we should be giving a great deal of attention to supporting veterans entering the agricultural sector. In working with beginning farmer veterans for 5 years, I can confidently state that they are poised to enter and succeed in this field. Their strong work ethic, motivation to continue in this business, and attention to detail provides them key skills to succeed in this unique business enterprise. Additionally, farming supports the emotional healing of the veterans, especially in cases of PTSD. Since most beginning farmers, including veterans, are not from farming enterprises or backgrounds, the training, support, and mentorship is critical in their success and the success of the future of California agriculture. Knowing what support is available to them, like our program, the Farm Academy, is paramount, and this measure does just that. Thank you for your time.
At some point in the future, I should like to talk to you about the Agricultural Leadership Fellowship. Many of us have been a part of that, and some of these veterans who you're helping get into agriculture would be good candidates for that program.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sometime in the future.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And any other witnesses in support? Please. Please, sir, come on up.
Again, Don Harper with American Legion.
We have another gentleman in the back there who waved his hands. Please, come on up. Go ahead. Don?
Again, Don Harper of the American Legion. We support this bill. Thank you.
I'm Sri Sethratnam from the California Farm Academy, and I support this bill wholeheartedly. We need more farmers, and veterans are best place to fill that gap.
Very good. Thank you.
Lorna Grease from Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters. We support this bill because it's a win-win for the veteran and for the farming community. We need more farms.
Pete Conaty, representing the California State Commanders Veterans Council, 14 veterans organizations, and we're in strong support of this bill. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Do we have any opposition? Okay. And it is moved by Senator Roth. Any other questions of members of the committee? Yes. All right. The secretary will call the roll.
AB 2574, do pass, but first we refer to agriculture. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Wynn? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay, keep the roll.
We'll leave that on call. We have other members to come to vote on later. Assemblyman Chavez, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Distinguished
chair of the Assembly Veterans Committee, Assembly Member Erwin, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, senators, I should say. AB 2085 would create the Office of Military Legal Assistance within the California Military Department to facilitate connecting our active duty, guard, and reserve service members to low or no cost legal representation. I received a letter of support from the Department of Defense, which states one of our top priorities this year is working with states to facilitate service members seeking assistance in obtaining affordable legal representation. AB 2085 will facilitate that process by creating the Office of Military Legal Assistance. It is a common misconception that service members have unfettered access to legal services as a result of their military service. The JAG Corps attorneys in the military cannot represent service members in a majority of civil matters. Because private attorneys sometimes cost more than service members can afford, military families that are in need are put in a stressful situation while they are facing challenging military duties. In closing, the essence of this bill is to help service members who cannot afford legal representation. We are not creating a new group of lawyers, nor supplanting or competing with the efforts of the legal aid community, but rather connecting those services when they are needed. Thank you.
And they need to be availed that resource very quickly when they're facing deployment in short order.
You're absolutely right. Senator Owen, by the way, I forgot to mention, today is also the 241st birthday of the U.S. Army, so we need to recognize that day also. And I'm sorry I didn't mention it sooner. This is a very important bill. I recently found out through another source that there were over 1,800 nationwide complaints filed for USERRA violations, and over 500 of those were in the state of California. So this is an extremely important bill. So we would urge you to support it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Pete.
Sir?
No.
Just staffing. Yes.
And Don Harper from the American Legion, we strongly support this bill. Thank you.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association. We strongly support this bill, and I can speak from experience. One member of my family was having some sort of legal difficulty.
Senator Roth, from your vast experience, I'm sure you have some observations.
I'm honored to move the bill.
All right.
Thank you.
Any opposition there? I trust not. All right. Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 2085, do pass, but first we refer to judiciary. Okay. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Wynn? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
All right. The measure will be out, do pass. We'll leave it on call for other members to go on the roll, and it will be then referred secondarily to judiciary.
Thank you. All right. I am now here on AB 2273, which is I will explain to you. The Department of Defense reports that 434 service members died by suicide in 2014 through the third quarter of 2015, and another 363 service members died by suicide. These heartbreaking statistics regarding suicides among our troops and veterans demand a proactive approach to support those in crisis. Despite our best attempts to address these tragedies, the trend persists. Service members should be able to seek mental health care without any stigma, real or perceived obstacles, or fear of negative career impact. No troop or veteran can be allowed to fall through the cracks because they fear punishment. Each service branch provides suicide prevention programs, which have been improved in response to these statistics and growing public awareness. According to the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America member survey, an encouraging 77% of respondents sought care when it was suggested that they do so by a friend or family member. Still, the survey shows that many service members did not seek care because of concern that a mental health diagnosis might affect their career. These concerns are not unfounded. Under the Federal Uniform Code of Military Justice, service members may be criminally prosecuted in military courts for attempting suicide. Members, when I looked at this issue, I realized that the best that the legislature can do about the federal UCMJ is to urge Congress and the services to modernize the UCMJ articles pertaining to suicide and stop sending our troops a mixed message about suicide attempts. However, in California, our National Guard service members, when they are state active duty states, are not directly covered by the federal UCMJ. They are covered by the UCMJ as incorporated into California law. California law, through the incorporation of the federal UCMJ, permits California to do things differently as dictated by state law, and so we have the opportunity to lead the way and make a change. AB 2273 makes an important policy statement to the federal government and sends a clear message to our National Guard service members experiencing a mental health crisis that they can ask for help without fear of consequences or prosecution by the state of California, and that when they do, they will be sure to get the mental health support that they need. Thank you, and I requestfully ask for your aye vote. Respectfully.
Please, witnesses in support.
Again, Don Harper with American Legion. It's really a shame that we're averaging 22 to 25 veterans a day committing suicide. That there should be no shame in seeking help. There should be support and hope for the most part. So I think this bill will help in that area. So we need to do everything we can to make sure that we get help to these veterans who need the help for their mental health issues. Thank you. And we strongly support this bill.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association Council of Chapters. We strongly support this bill. It doesn't solve a problem to condemn a person who's already down, who already has enough problems to want to kill himself. So help is what they need. We should provide that.
Assembly Member Irwin, is this prompted by an increasing number of suicides? Maybe it somewhat surprised me we hadn't done something in this area previously.
I think there's just much more awareness, and we do have a new whole crop of veterans coming home with really big stresses, and so the numbers do seem to be increasing, but I think it's also that you know we're dealing with the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts.
Got it. Mr. Link, we have our recently retired. Do you have another witness here?
No, sir. I was just here in case the Assemblywoman.
Who's this?
I'm not sure.
Hi.
Please,
sorry.
Would you?
My name is Alicia Ballin. I am with the National Association of Social Workers, and I am also a United States Marine Corps veteran of this last generation going into Iraq over the last 13 years. And as an active duty service member, we know that the UCMJ can't be changed within the state, but as a social worker and what I've seen with Guards members, I recently just sent a Guard member into the military family liaison's office because she was saying she was suicidal. That ultimately ended up with her losing her career and being removed from the Air National Guard and is no longer a member of the military because she had those ideations. And for you to stand up and agree with the bill is probably the most influential, important decision that the state of California can make for our active duty members in the Guard and those who are non-active orders. And that's a big difference between the active order and the National Guard and the non-active order. And I know that the bill is supported by IAVA, and we're really hoping that as you push this on, it'll help our generation as we out process of the military. We're increasing, and the suicide numbers are increasing daily. And it's reported that 22 of my brothers and sisters commit suicide a day, but we know that not to be the accurate number. It looks like it's more about 40 to 41 daily from the veteran and the active duty side. So we are in strong support of it, both as the National Association of Social Workers and myself as a veteran who has watched my brothers and sisters kill themselves and my brothers and sisters be removed from active duty because of a law that states that if you are suicidal, you are mentally ill. But we do know that not to be true. So thank you.
Thank you for your testimony and your continued advocacy.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other in support? Mr. Connerty.
I represent the California State Commanders Veterans Council, and I cannot add anything to the previous testimony.
Okay. And do we have any opposition? I would trust not. Do we have a motion from the members? And Senator Roth moves the bill to pass. And Secretary will call the roll.
AB 2273, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay. And that bill will be on call till we get all of the members here.
Thank you, Senator.
We have Mr. Allen, not yet.
I have one last bill. It's a committee bill, 2562. AB 2562 236 from 2013, enhanced certain financial protections for service members. The existing code language resulting from the bill is very confusing. Existing law authorizes a reservist to call to active duty to defer payments on various debts and contracts for specified periods and provides financial protections for a reservist called to active duty before January 1, 2014 as part of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts and certain provisions for a reservist called to active duty after that date. The pre-post 2014 time periods make the bill difficult to understand and may prevent potential beneficiaries and the financial industry from utilizing these protections. AB 2562 removes the obsolete section of existing code, which covered the period before January 1, 2014, and removes the obsolete references to January 1, 2014. This bill does not expand the universe of eligible service members in terms of time or conflict in any other way. So it's just a cleanup bill.
Okay. Any witnesses in support?
Pete Connaughty in support. I was actually here when we did the original bill. Never in our life did we ever dream it would go beyond 2014. So we thank the author and the Veterans Committee for bringing this forward and urge an aye vote.
Okay.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association. We support this bill.
Don Harper, American Legion. We also support this bill. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Do we have a motion? Senator Roth moves the bill. Secretary will call the roll.
AB 2562, do pass. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay. Thank you for your presence here today. We had a good bill load for us today, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator.
And you bet. Glad to have you here. And if we'd please lift the call on the bills that we now have on call. We have Senator Nguyen now in attendance. We can get her on the roll.
Okay. AB 2085, Allen, Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. AB 2574, Allen, Nguyen.
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. AB 1706, Allen, Nguyen.
Aye.
Nguyen, aye.
Those are back on call.
Pardon?
Those are back on call.
Yeah, now we'll put those back on call. Assemblymember Kim. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and the members of the committee. Today I bring forward AJR 20, requesting Congress to support and build a veterans hospital in Orange County. With over 120,000 veterans in Orange County has the fourth largest veteran populations in the entire state of California. Last year, there was a study done by USC. It was called the Orange County Veterans Study. And in it, it released findings enumerating a considerable number of Orange County veterans that are not receiving care for physical and psychological issues, and they have a very high rate of mental health concerns. The closest VA hospital to Orange County is in Long Beach. And that hospital in the closest VA hospital to Orange County that provides mental health care treatment programs is in Long Beach. I wanted to make that clear. And the other one is in San Diego, and that's about 80 miles away. In my office, both in the Capitol and district office, I received so many phone calls to, the staff and I both fielded those phone calls, and they were detailing the struggles of getting to Long Beach VA Hospital. That's a two-hour bus ride. Public transit, especially if you are disabled, is cumbersome across the county lines, and not to mention the time-consuming and how exhausting that could be. You should know this fact. One in five post-9/11 veterans in Orange County has considered suicide. And one in six developed a suicide plan. These rates are higher than Los Angeles County, which is home to the largest number of veterans nationwide. And both Los Angeles and Orange County are in the same VA healthcare networks. The VA, Desert Pacific Healthcare Network, which encompasses all of Southern California and Southern Nevada, is comprised of five hospitals, and they provide services to 1.4 million veterans. Adding an additional VA hospital in Orange County will not only serve the healthcare needs of my veterans in the district in Orange County, but it will also help take the pressure off existing facilities, so all of the Southern California's veterans will receive the quality care and treatment that they need in a timely manner. So I want to thank you, Senators, for considering my request, asking Congress to consider building a VA hospital in Orange County. I just want to end on this note. Over three quarters of our veterans said they cannot handle the challenges on their own. And, you know, especially as they transition back into the civilian life. So I respectfully ask for your consideration and ask for your aye vote.
Okay. We have Mr. Connerty in support.
Mr. Chairman, members, Pete Connerty representing the California State Commanders Veterans Council. This is a really important bill. I mean, you are aware we recently authorized having a cemetery in Orange County, and with the growth in the L.A. area, there's pressure on Loma Linda and Senator Ross area. There's pressure on Long Beach. The traffic's horrible. And they also, in Orange County, have a UC Irvine with a medical school, and the UCs are the ones that provide the medical support to these VA hospitals in California. So it just seems like a perfect place, and the need is there to put a VA hospital in Orange County. Thank you.
Senator, go ahead, and then we'll have a question from Senator.
Again, Don Harper, American Legion. We strongly support this. Anytime we can build another VA to help veterans access the system, we think it's positive. Thank you.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association. We support this bill also. We have more veterans coming home, more surviving their wounds than ever before. So we do need more medical facilities.
Thank you. Senator Nguyen?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question. I have just a comment.
Please.
Assemblywoman, I just want to thank you because, you know, even if you look at the statistics in Southern California, you've got about a million veterans who live just in Southern California among the three counties, L.A., Orange County, and San Diego. In L.A., just for, you know, for the public to know, is that L.A. County, there's about 323,000 veterans. San Diego has 222,000, and Orange County is 132. And yet, in L.A., we've got one. It is in my district, which is my L.A. part, which is Long Beach. But L.A. has two veterans hospital, and then you go all the way to San Diego, which is needed as well. You've got the three largest counties in the state of California, and yet Orange County, traffic itself, because I know, because that's my district is where it goes into the other to the VA hospital in Long Beach. It's horrible. I believe the VA hospital of Long Beach has done a good job. It's doing a lot of other things that the federal government wants it to do and needs to be done because they have had some issues. But I think that if we have more hospitals for the veterans, they're, one, it cuts down on waiting lines. Two, it also is, especially if they have to have a longer stay, it's easier on their families as well to visit them versus having to travel. You know, I know it sounds simple. It might sound right bordered each other, but those who've been in Southern California, traffic isn't very pleasant down there. You can go 10 miles for 45 minutes. So I do want to thank you for bringing this to our attention and that we should ask the federal government to consider another location in Orange County. Or another location in Orange County, another location in Southern California.
Senator Roth.
Thank you for bringing the bill. I have some familiarity with this. My Loma Linda's in San Bernardino County, and of course I represent and live in Riverside County, as did my young brother-in-law, who because of his injuries and illness did not drive. But he would take public transportation to the VA hospital in San Bernardino, and it would take him all day to get from Riverside to the hospital for his appointments, and then he would get back on a bus, and it would take him the rest of the day to get back to the bus depot, actually home in Riverside. So I certainly understand the issue. What I assume you're working with your congressional delegation, what's the obstacle in terms of siting a new VA hospital in Orange County? I ask the question because in trying to secure an additional VA clinic in Riverside, what we found was there is some geographical radius test that they apply, and despite the fact that it may take you an hour and a half to drive 15 miles, if you're not outside of their circle, you don't qualify for a clinic. I don't know what the test is for a hospital. Have you encountered that?
I honestly don't know what the obstacle is. I think if the legislation goes through and the committee adopts it, I think it will give us an opportunity to start that dialogue. And in Orange County, it's a very dense area. And we already have organizations like CalOptima, you know, organizations that really provide services for senior citizens. And we partner with the OCTA, Transportation Authority, that provide the transportation needs for our seniors. So I think in that area, we will be able to start the dialogue on how we can transport those folks within the Orange County if we can use that as one of the factors to determine where in Orange County would be a perfect fit to establish the hospital.
Well, I'm clearly supportive of the resolution. I'd urge you to get to have some discussions with your congressional delegation because I think you will find there is some sort of a geographic radius test that's applied, and you may need to get that changed. But good work. I'll move the resolution.
Okay. Senator Roth has moved the bill. And would the Secretary please call the roll?
AJR 20 to be adopted. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Adamson, thank you.
Bill passes. Senator Allen, we have a number of bills on call. If I may, let's go ahead and deal with the consent calendar, and then we will lift the calls. Consent calendar includes AB 2254 Shajan, AB 2561 the committee assembly committee, AB 2563 of the Veterans Committee of the Assembly, and AJR that's by Bonilla. And that is a consent. We have a motion on the consent calendar. Senator Rosso moves consent calendar. Call the roll.
AB 2254 is due pass but first referred appropriations. AB 2561, due pass but first referred appropriations. AB 2563, due pass but first referred appropriations. And AJR 33 to be adopted. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Pass up.
That concludes the calendar for the members, and we will lift the call now on the items that yet are on call.
AB 1706, Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye.
Thank you, Ben.
AB 2574, Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. It passes out. AB 2085, Allen.
Aye.
It passes out.
Okay.
AB 2562, Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. That passes out. AB 2273, Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. All done.
Got it. We are in adjournment. Thank you.